Hello and welcome to Game Chat, the video book club on the internet. This week is our last chat, scheduled chat anyway, of Spiritfarer. This game was released in August of 2020, developed and published by Thunder Lotus Games. It's available on the Switch, PS4, Xbox One, and Steam. Spiritfarer is a cozy management game about dying. As fairy master to the deceased, build a boat to explore the world and release. Care for your spirit friends and guide them across the mystical seas to finally release them into the afterlife. What will you leave behind? Every week we like to have a little intro, something to do with the game to help you learn more about our chatters. So speaking of leaving something behind, whenever you say goodbye to a spirit at the Everdoor, oftentimes they'll give Stella, the spirit fairy, your main character you play as, any lasting, you know, last thoughts or final thoughts or wisdom that they might have. So if we were to pass through the Everdoor tonight, what wisdom would each of us leave for our spirit fair?
All right, this is Franco. And my advice would be, when in doubt, go and talk to them.
It's a good one.
You know, it's so often in your life, you don't, you're like, oh, should I, shouldn't I? And it's like, do it, because you'll never know, you know, if you don't, you'll never know what could have happened.
Yep, I think that's very good advice.
I don't follow it sometimes, but but I was thinking of that just as, you know, going through some of the stories. Well, not so much the stories, but just in life in general, it's like, you know, sometimes people, you hesitate a lot and you don't, geez, you know, some regrets,
yep.
So.
Yep, definitely. All right.
Oh, no, it's my turn to give the wisdom. Okay. This is Jonathan. I guess my wisdom be, even though it's hard, embrace and find joy bad times. Because hard times, adversity will pass. And find joy in that, because everyone will go through a time of adversity, of a hard time in their life. And it's what we take with us out of that, and what we learn and grow from that. You can look back on it that way. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much, I think so. I think so. I think that's very good. This is Madeline. I would say probably my wisdom would be something that I definitely learned the hard way. It is better to feel stupid and ask a clarifying question than it is to assume and look stupid when you got it wrong. Oftentimes in the course of my job, this will happen. So like, somebody has told me to do something, or I understand that I am to complete a task, help a patient with something, whatever. But if I assume that something is the way that they wanted and just do it, you could get stuff wrong and you could actually hurt people, at least in my job. It is better to ask, feel stupid asking, and make sure you get it right than it is to look stupid when you mess it up.
So true.
Me?
Yes.
Your turn. Yes.
This is Kevin. My advice would be, or part of wisdom is, Uh, never put off taking care of your mental health, because it's one of the most important things that you can and that you have, and affects not just only you, but those around you. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. I think that's really good advice, too. Y'all are all such full of wisdom. My goodness.
Such good wisdom.
That's some good wisdom.
They're so wise.
All right. And if you have wisdom you would want to share also, send it to us. Through our game chat, through our socials. We'd love to hear about it. So yeah, this is our seventh scheduled week of chatting about Spiritfarer, and still, spoilers, none of us are done with the game. It's a very long game. So depending, we may, if we finish in the future, we may come back together and do a final ending chat, conclusion chat later on. Who knows? Jonathan, I think we'll have you go first. Any new things exploring or landscape skill-wise that you come across that you thought were cool?
Unfortunately, didn't get to do a whole lot more since last week's chat. Just because it was a crazy, crazy week with work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's all just still delightful. It's like, I said this like at like the very first week, it's like this is the chicken noodle soup soul video game. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's comforting, and it's just nice. You know, it's like I'm playing on Xbox, and I'm really tempted to just, even though I've already put 16 hours of the Xbox version, tempted to just buy it on Switch just so I can always have it, like, just on hand. You know, so I can always just pick it up and play it. But as far as new things I saw, I mean, not exactly new, but I finally got to the aluminum dragon.
Hey!
Those, like, dragon boss fights, even though it's not really a fight. Like,
yeah,
they're always just so...
It has the music for a boss fight.
Yeah, it's so cool. Like, it fits in the art style of everything, you know, and everything's like a happy, cartoony, half Disney, half anime look.
Mm-hmm.
But then you run into these, these dragons, and you're like, oh, you're kind of scary looking. And, it's just so, So it's intense when it's like all you're doing is mining, essentially.
Yeah.
It adds like such like this, you know, gravitas to like the story. And in doing that, I finished up Mars story. And before all that, I had to go on the journey to make the HVAC unit for her.
Yeah.
which is, it's funny. It's like, there's all this mystical stuff, and it's like, she needs an air conditioning unit in her house?
Also, yeah, AC.
Like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to explore too many. So just because I've been running around just trying to like get quests done and get things and box in the turtles at the other turtle, so there's two turtles.
Yep.
I built houses.
Mm-hmm.
On Giovanni. Giovanni, I don't know if he asked for a house later or not, but he has asked me for a house, but he's been sleeping on the couch on top of Astrid's house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's like, it catches me off guard when he just plops on the couch. And I just love all the little animations. Yeah, that's all I kind of got right now.
Okay. On our other end of the spectrum here, Frank, how about you? Any new areas or skills or?
Let's see. I finally
anything cool you found.
I got all the areas finally opened up. Found the blue ectoplasm. How to do the blue ectoplasm, and it's kind of neat. This is going to be like sort of like maybe just a slight, you know, commentary on the game is some things are a lot of this stuff is left to chance whether you do them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, like Madeline said, recommend, you know, checking if you're stuck on something, go to that wiki she linked to, like, and look up blue ectoplasm. It'll tell you how you get it and who you get it from. And then the nice thing is it has a link to how you get that person opened up, because that particular person isn't like somebody you happen to meet. You have to do something.
Yeah. To find them. Yep.
Yes. And only after you send four people through the Everdoor.
Yeah.
So I was kind of stuck on that, and I just kept going doing things, and I was like, why am I not, you know, getting the blue ectoplasm? And it's like, oh, okay. And that was like yesterday, and it's like, oh, then I had to start grinding that to get, you know, the couple upgrades that require that, you know, and then you get the smitty where you learn a whole different way of taking the ores you did and make exotic items out of it. So,
yep.
Yeah, and that's my one. Cool. Yeah. You know, there's the fine line between hand holding and making sure you get everything you need in this game. You know, and there are things that just, you know, like I'm just, you know, finished off a lot of it, and I've just, I didn't need the chicken coop. I'm like, I didn't build the chicken coop. It's like, once you can go buy eggs, and I'm not making that many breakfasts because up to now, nobody's really had breakfast as a favorite food. So,
the person who helps you get ectoplasm breakfast is their favorite food.
Yeah.
And will eat it every time in a row.
Yeah. And I understand why. I have to put that on my to-do list before I send them to Everdoor. I give him, make him breakfast. Although his favorite fruit is what, French fries?
Yes, he did ask for French fries. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I understand why, you know, knowing who that person is, I understand why. But a lot of the stuff, it's like, oh, geez. Yeah. And that's what happened. I had like a convergence of things happening now at the end, because I've been running around doing a lot of things and just knocking off things for everybody. And, you know, it's all converging at the end here. I think a little bit more like it would have helped if somebody asked me to make a chicken coop, you know?
Yeah.
And
as opposed to just kind of getting, like, when you upgrade your ship enough, it's like, oh, you can do this if you want. Like, I don't know if I really want to.
Yeah, there's, you know, and there's like some nice things behind what there's a building that you get that becomes available later on called the cellar, where you can ferment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one where you're not really, you know, you don't have to make it. You technically do if you wanted to get somebody a favorite food, but crap. There's a couple things I don't know. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how it plays out, because I'm like, I'm at a point in the game where I'm like, I have all this food, nobody to feed it.
Oh man.
Just because I think they went just personally too varied. Too many, you know, different kind of shellfish, crustaceans, and stuff like that. And but it all falls under that umbrella of crustacean. So it doesn't really matter if you have mussels or scallops or huge scallops, right? It's just no matter what you do in the cooker, it counts as crustacean.
Yeah, and that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, there's like maybe so far, I think, three really specialty items, like tuna, and that's up. It took me, that was another thing that took me 15 minutes to catch a tuna. It's one of those specialty fishes.
Yeah.
I think there's like one like dish that specifically requires lobster.
Yes. Lobster, tuna, and I forget what there's maybe one or two others. But yeah. So yeah. Yeah, and I haven't done the $45,000 upgrade, or then I saw there's an $80,000 upgrade to the ship.
Just keeps making you faster, which I guess is nice, but at the same time, I'm like,
got the bus stops,
With the bus stops, do I need to spend this money?
Yeah. And that's
And then like some of it by the end, I'm like, I feel like, oh, if you like, you end up doing what Frank did, you're gonna end up just like having like no spirits left, but like
still be able to like the upgrade. Islands.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to do now? Yeah. Besides wait for like the last DLC character.
Yeah, I did I did do Beverly all the way through.
Oh good.
Yeah.
I
just know that
I built her first house.
I just know that it's hell to get her on your boat, from what I've seen.
It's difficult
because of Beverly. Building her house takes forever.
Yeah, and then this.
Well, if you're still like relatively early.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And don't know where everything is.
And she asked for some. Some items she asked for are in rather, I won't say, for me, difficult places to, you know, platforming wise. So it was like, a couple of jumps that are like very precise and stuff like that. But anyway, my advice to Jonathan would be use those turtles a lot. At every opportunity. I'm
figuring that out now.
I stopped using them for wood and started using for mining. Because I find mining to be more difficult to do.
Yeah, that
trees you can easily just hop to an island.
That and upgrading the crusher and the foundry is big, because the foundry, it doubles the amount of ore you get. So 5 gets you 10.
Oh, yeah. The sawmill also.
Yeah, same thing.
I upgraded and I got like at least like 3 logs.
Yeah, you get
planks. Yeah.
It's funny. It's not double. It's like 3. Guaranteed 3 all the time now. It's not guaranteed 2. So it's like, man, you couldn't have given me 4 every time.
Well, you can get 4. You just have to be very weirdly precise.
Yeah, if I have to say, that is probably my worst thing to do on the boat. It's like, I got to make planks. I wish they came up with maybe an upgrade that widens that mouth for the, you know, for the sawmill.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a bigger margin of error.
Yeah.
I would have appreciated that. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
One thing I noticed, or kind of was kind of disappointing, was that with different people on your boat, like you have who's the frickin' first person.
Gwen?
You have Gwen, and then you have Summer's snake, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, they kind of bring up their, like, world weather event, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, and then Stanley ends up bringing up this. But, like, most of the other people don't really end up just kind of, like, bringing it to your attention. It's kind of just, like, thing like, oh.
Well, a tool.
Well, a tool.
The lightning tells you about it.
Yeah.
Gwen and Gustav.
Yeah.
Does Gustav tell you to do it?
I don't remember what. I'm trying to remember what Gustav.
And, yeah, I feel like everybody basically does.
I guess I just haven't gotten, like, a good thing where, like, I run into it where they, like, actually. Because it seemed like they ended up mentioning something. And we're all like, oh, blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, I need to go and, like,
yeah.
This dragon. Yeah. Arms, but, like, arms, the other arms people didn't end up bringing it up.
No, I feel like everybody has. I haven't met Buck yet, but everybody else that's on this main list of spirits here has something that.
Oh, yeah.
If you do something with for weather. Like, Summers, you actually go to a physical location to
do stuff. Well, I meant, like, that, you know, like I know that they have it, that just that they didn't end up, or at least they didn't end up having them, like, mention something that they're like, oh, going, like, to this thing for, like, this specific thing.
I'm wondering then if you. Yeah. If you were using the bus stops a lot and weren't, like, driving through those areas, then, because otherwise, whenever you go through, then if the character is still on your boat, they'll be like, "Hey,
no, don't you want to I meant like some of I would get that event. I meant that, like, some of them, like, I know Summer, like, literally brought it up in just, like, her storyline talking or whatever. I think she brought up, like, the dragons before you, like, ended up actually running into them. But I don't feel like all the characters end up doing that. Like, actually, like, just bringing it up naturally in dialogue. Like, oh, they get a random exclamation point and, like, end up bringing it. And, like, oh, go and, like, see one of the... go and see the sea serpent.
Well, they just mentioned the dragons, and then you have to see the dragons on the map. Same thing with a lot of the other things. I forget. I think Summer mentions the Cephalopods or whatever the ones you get the whatchamacallits out of the pulse, not the pulsar.
Alice with, like, the little roly poly things.
The roly poly things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you have to go find that area.
Yeah.
To trigger the event. Say, I mean, a lot of them have the. The only one that doesn't have an area triggering effect is a spoiler alert for Jonathan Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley,
which technically you still have to go to an area to trigger the event.
Yeah.
And he's maybe not on the same scale as the others. And,
he like ends up bringing it up in, like, conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was just me being impatient for getting the resources I didn't have, this stuff from can't remember it, the bull and the canary. Or not canary.
Bruce and Mickey?
Yeah, Bruce and Mickey. I didn't have them, like, actually bring it up in dialogue. I just kind of was like, I need this material, so I'm gonna go to the damn thing.
They asked me about it because I had, like, a quest. Yeah. Or a request to fill for this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was just, like, a matter of patience. And because a lot of times it just seems like I just end up getting, like prior messages of, like, oh, feed me, end up taking priority over, like, any further, like, plot, story dialogue or like bringing up like going to an event or something. No.
I suck at Stanley's event. Well, I end up following the little like.
Yeah, you follow the bug.
Lightning bug around. I'm trying to catch it, and I was like, wait. This is the thing I'm following. This is not what I'm trying to catch.
Is that the one that goes in different directions, or is that a different?
That's
Bruce and Mickey.
That's Bruce and Mickey's. Mickey. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember
the ghosts,
pulsar rays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ghosts for.
It's the ectoplasm.
They're generally they'll start to float around, but they all kind of congregate at the top. So if you quick, like, chase a couple, and then there'll be, like, 10 up at the top all together. And you just have to be really quick.
Okay, then I need to put another zip line on my boat, then, I think, so I can...
I think boat layout efficiency makes a lot of these events a lot easier. Especially if you have any of them where it's like, oh, you have to go on multiple levels and jump, like the lightning one, or...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's another one that also is similar to like it's like a rainbowy one.
What? That's the one for Giovanni, like catching all the comets and stuff.
Oh yes, Giovanni's is even trickier.
Uh huh.
Giovanni just is like a tools, but like to the next level. Short.
Yeah, you don't have hardly any time to get to those things.
Uh huh. For Gustav's fireflies, if you have any place on your boat where you have one single ladder that goes all the way up and all the way down,
you can catch every
one of those fireflies. But I keep rearranging my boat.
Yeah, the couple early ones, the early effects, at least tell you like approximately where they're coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like the
and that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the other ones are light. The lightning kind of gives you a hint where it's going to hit, but after about the lightning and the first like three, it's like you guys just got to be quick, just got to be running around like a nut.
Yep, that's what it feels like.
Once I like went and ringed my boat to the way I had it, where I have it currently, where I have all the houses like linked to get textures together on one level. And then all of the, production building and stuff together on one level. And then just, like, the other stuff kind of bunched up together. But it ended up making things a lot easier. I still have to, like, worry about, like, ladders and stuff to get to, like, the next set of things, but... It just made a lot less of frantically jumping between little micro levels and stuff.
One funny thing I was just thinking about and laughed at. The Beverly, the DLC one they just put out, she gives you wool.
Really?
Like, yeah, and I'm like, you do see I have 3 sheep here.
Right, like I have to keep my sheep are starting to eat up my garden.
So yeah, you have to keep, if you don't have a pen for them, yeah, they'll eat your garden.
Yeah, and
how many pens do you have?
I have 2 pens, and I still have like 2 or 3 sheep loose on my.
Did you make the mistake of picking up all the sheep?
Feeding them by mistake, yeah.
Yeah, because I see them and I feel bad, and then
here, have an apple, and now they're on your ship.
Yeah.
Listen, I had the same thing, yeah.
This is our wisdom, Jonathan. Don't feed the sheep.
Don't feed the sheep. Because a sheep pen takes an ungodly number of planks to make. I forget what it was. I'll have to look it up. Sheep pen is like ungodly number of planks.
Yeah. So far I haven't needed anything that requires wool, so I'm like, I don't need any more sheep.
I think one person might ask for something in wool.
I think I had a building that needed when I got the zipline thing in my boat, I think I needed wool to build that. But even still.
Oh, here it is. Well, this is the pain about the sheep corral. It doubles every time you build another one.
Wait, it does?
Yes. The first one costs you 4 copper and 16 oak. The second one costs you 8 copper and 32 oak. And the third one costs you 12. Oh, Madeline, you're not going to be happy. The third one costs you at least 12 copper and 48 oak. So go start getting the turtles, gearing up your oak.
Yeah.
Because you can't get rid of the sheep. You can't, like,
overboard. Wait, so is the next one then 96?
No, it's
64.
16 and 64.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For the fourth and up. All of a sudden, because I didn't have any oak, and I was like, where do I even get oak? I don't even remember
to look up where you find oak.
Yeah, so basically like you just end up, like, going and, like, zooming throughout the map, like, on the different tiles. It's like, oh, nope, no, it's not that one. It's not that one.
No, I just looked it up on the wiki. I cheated.
That's what I did. Yeah, that's what I did. It's like when you get to those points where you just, I need oak. It's like, okay, you look up oak on the wiki and it tells you exactly where it's at.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who worked on this wiki. We super appreciate you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Some things, yep. I mean.
there's more the wisdom. Of it, use the wiki.
Oh, that's what it is. Alice requests a coat of wool.
Huh.
Oh, during the request of coat of wool. Yeah.
I was wondering what it was, because I saw that, like...
Let me look up that.
It is, like, on the wiki that Beverly makes for you. Oh,
she just wants you to share a sheep. Oh, okay.
I just didn't know what that meant, but it's that she gives you wool. It's like, okay.
I have, like, 125 wool tufts.
Wow.
What this? And they just, you know, it's either that or you just, I don't think they starve, so you can just ignore them.
Yeah. If
they're roaming your ship, no, if they get hungry, then they'll raid your garden.
I love that the cow, once you get the cow, I found it to be the most, indicative of, like, oh, it's ready to harvest, besides, like, of course, plants and stuff, but of, like, the animals and stuff, because it stands up when it's ready to be milked. Otherwise, it's just lying down.
I was worried about it, because it was, like, it stood up all night, and then I milked in the morning, and then it was, like, asleep during the day, and I was like, are you okay?
Exactly.
Do I need to feed you again? No, you're still full.
What the hell do I feed you?
What's going on? Yeah.
I'm not ready to be built. I will not.
Any favorite regions on the map? Go ahead.
I kind of like the snow area.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I finally got to the fog area, I haven't seen the fog area too much, so I don't, I don't like the places in the fog area. There's these huge, like, rock platforming islands. Not islands, but, like, clumps of forest that are, like, elevated. And you have to, I don't think there's any way to get there without it. Bouncy jump.
Mm-hmm.
The bouncy jump, which I found out a little, again, having to read the wiki, I was just like, first time I got bouncy, and I'm like, oh, you just bounce. No big deal. But if you keep, like, you have to time it on your way down when you hit it, and you'll go higher and higher and higher. So, yeah, it's a bit of a timing thing. Go ahead.
Oh, that's one complaint I have with bouncing, because the camera movement.
Yeah, it's a little tricky.
Tricky.
And plus, you can't cheat and hold it, because then when you get to the top, you'll deploy your hat and you'll start floating, and that ruins the bounce. So it's a timing thing, but you can go really high.
Yeah, because it's like I was using the bouncing. I think I had to use it for I think it was something in one of the city areas for being able to like go and get one get to like the top of one of the buildings so I could get one of the chests. Or whatever you call them. Mm-hmm. The glowy light things.
Yeah.
But because it ends up like going out of the frame and you don't end up seeing it in frame until you basically like hit it. You have to like just memorize when to hit the button.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's really frustrating because it just ends up moving the camera up so high and then it doesn't end up moving it like down low enough so you can actually see the platform when you're about to. I think that also ended up coming into issue when I was in one of the caves when I was doing something crazy. I think that might have been in the cave where you have to get the where they're like you must have bounce and zip line in order to enter this cave.
Yeah.
And that's just for like accessing the basic level of stuff. You can't even access like later stuff if you get a dash ability.
Thing. It's one of those you just have to trust kind of deals, I think, where you have to fail enough that you can see where it's supposed to go, and mm-hmm. then you know how to do it right. I have been tooling around in the kind of like if you're looking at the map, head on maybe like the southeast corner of the map.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very weird, like how, at least for the bits that I've been to, everything is very like super like ultra modern, and there's a lot of electronic screens and
like Sandwich Island and
the place where it's like all
like almost like Tokyo. It's not
well. There's the one though where it's just like floating like containers that they've chained together to be some sort of city, and you go inside and it's basically a mine level.
And
get stuff like you would in a mine. It's very weird.
I found that really annoying to get in, but it was an interesting place to get to.
Yeah,
the mine with the zip line. So it's like after I got mm-hmm. the oars out of that, it's like this will be the last time I see you.
Right. I'm not doing this again.
Yep. Right. Mr. Turtle.
I think I still have stuff that I have to unlock get in there because I probably need like gas.
Yeah, I do like that aspect on the map. It tells you like secrets, the question marks that you haven't hit in that area. You know, it'll still be have a you know a white dot on it means there's still a secret left
mm-hmm.
that you haven't hit, and some of the secrets are rather well, which is good that they're not related to quests. You know, it's just additional items,
cool stuff you find. Yep.
Yeah. Is it okay to sell gems? I don't get in. You know, I haven't gotten a direct answer, so I still got a stack of gems that I haven't sold.
Yeah, that's one of the things, and that I asked that like a week or two ago. I don't know.
Because I think, let me look at Susan's stuff again, because Susan would be the one after you say goodbye to Summer. Susan would be the one that would stuff for having gems.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten Susan yet.
Yeah. So Susan isn't. Yeah, Susan isn't one that you collect. She's one that you bring stuff to.
Yeah.
Susan's
mutes, yeah.
Oh, she'll have an exclamation point on her when
Oh yeah, Susan is there. The seal.
Yep. Walbers yep.
thing.
So you get stuff for having five types of gems you can get stuff for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if anybody else even know if you can like crush gems for anything.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, they don't show up in the crusher, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, I think looking at it, I think a lot. I wish a lot of the buildings weren't so gated. I mean, and maybe cut down on the number of things you can cook, and just to like maybe two per category, and maybe, you know, one or two special per category. Maybe one like lobster, and then what's the special for? There's tuna for the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I don't think there's a special for. I mean, it's just beef. You buy beef.
Yeah.
Pork chicken.
And chicken. Yeah. Yeah, it would be for stuff like that. It's cool since you're on a boat that you can catch all these different kinds of shellfish and regular fish and all that. But if the biggest, one of the biggest things you're doing for your spirits is feeding them and cooking them, turns them all into the same 8 dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of frustrating.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, I liked, you know, it took, you know, maybe too long to get oil and flour, you know, it'd been nicer to have that earlier.
I think some of the, like, fish end up making, like, the larger quantities of it, that's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you caught, like, a giant bass or something, so
yeah,
you
make
get
four,
more
yeah.
grilled fish than if you cooked an eel,
right?
Shrimp or something.
That's, I mean, the way the cooking works in this, it's not really a big thing because it's just like, you know, like I said, I have a ton. I mean, at least fish and seafood. It's like I got a ton. I'll never cook all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because every time, you know, you jump off the boat, you're picking up mussels, scallops, you know, and all that. So, yeah. Yeah, they went a little crazy with the cooking.
I kind of wish the empty shells had more of a use than just being sold.
Well.
Yeah. You could have I wonder if, you know, you could have crushed them for something.
Yeah, I agree. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
I think with all of the diversity that you had with ingredients, it would have been nice to have, like, I know it means, you know, another asset for each one of these that they have to create and then code and all that, but it feels weird for everything that shellfish or fish to kind of turn into the same 4 things.
All these fish things, and you can't have us making various varieties of tea.
Right? Like,
I want fruit tea.
I can put something else with my tea. I can put milk with my tea. I can't put fruit with it.
Yeah, if you could take a tea leaf and like a cherry, you make a nice cherry tea. You can make a nice blueberry tea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they could do that. Cut down on the variety, or, you know, a little bit, and then maybe add a third cooking slot where you can, you know,
mix things up a little bit more.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You can make a whole dinner, you know, you can only make French fries. Like, can you make a baked potato? I don't know.
I don't know. I've not tried to.
I feel like I saw it. I saw an image of a baked potato.
I haven't tried to cook potatoes by themselves, but I feel like probably.
In a second. Thank you, Wiki.
I still love that you can feed people glue.
I did feed Bruce and Mickey some glue because they were annoying me and they kept asking for food.
I ended up feeding Giovanni glue. Ended up influencing, along with a bunch of other people, someone to feed Giovanni glue. So he ate it, and he felt queasy because he ate glue. But this was after the whole entire drama situation with Giovanni. So he kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
even if it's melted down shoes.
Right, so...
A horse in this game, is there?
Not that I have seen.
No, you get... Oh, wait. Oh, that's just reminding me of the fact that the horse in Animal Crossing is named Elmer.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right, so with our last few minutes here, about our some of these characters that you come across in the game. Anybody, because we haven't said our final stuff yet, but anybody in particular that really has stood out to you or that really hurt to lose or not looking forward to leaving? Anybody like that?
Let's see. Well, anybody, you know, let Jonathan go because he's got, I don't know, yeah. He's met all the characters.
Jonathan, I guess anybody you want to say?
I mean, well, I've always had to say goodbye to two. That's Gwyn and Summer. And you know, I think out of those two, Gwyn was obviously the more impactful, just because she was the first, and like his history with. Well, I think Summer had some history with Stella too.
It seemed like.
But out of the group I have now, I could already tell saying goodbye to Atul will be very hard. It's just the fun uncle who eats everything and he doesn't complain.
Yep.
It's wish. It's like I wish I could provide more conversation to this section, but at the same time, no. It's like
you got a long road to hoe.
And
so many feels like, in your future.
Yeah, and it's one of those games, like, even when you feel like you're trying to rush through it, you're not. I don't want to rush through it, but then also it's like the way the game's set up is like. Doesn't let you rush through it, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of. Playing it this, for this, it was like. Yeah, I'd spent like 4 days solidly playing like four hours a day, just trying to knock out as much as I can to get to here. And it's like, wow. But after a while, yeah, that's what happened. I ended up like today, if I didn't do them all, but I have like three people queued up for the Everdor.
Wow. Oh, that'd be a lot to go all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of the ones I've seen, and
I guess you could have them all. Well, not really all of them. You'd need four flowers to do something, and you need another. I forget how many flowers you need to get past some of the gates. Like it's the ship upgrades, and I forget how many. I think one needs one, another one needs. It might be sequential. I'm not sure. Like the first one needs one, the second one might need two, and the third one might need three.
How many characters do you have, Frank? How many characters have you gone through? Like just total.
I think I only have. Let me look at the food because the easiest way is to look at the food. The food you can. Sort it by their preferences, and it gives you all the characters. Hold on. Spirit's favorite. Let's see. Alice done. Astrid done. Atul done. Beverly done. Bruce and Mickey done. I haven't done Buck yet. Just picked up Elena. Giovanni. Gustav, Gwen, Stanley, I just have Buck left. And Buck, just have Buck left. So it's going to be Buck and Elena at the end. because I only did one of these, and I won't tell you who. Gustav, Stanley, Atul, and Bruce and Mickey. I had four to do today.
Man.
They just all happened at once.
Right.
Atul sticks around because he's got some items that are gated. He's got some upgrades that are gated. So he sticks around. But Beverly was real quick. Bang, bang, bang. You know, got her items and it was like, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I got two left and like three queued up at the door.
Man.
And I just tried it before I came on. And if you have like three queued up, it only does one at a time. I don't know how it picks the order. It's not like you don't have three people going in the boat to the Everett door.
Right.
I have one person who I can have leave at the moment. But I'm not letting them leave because they're part of a tool. Because they're part of an event with a tool.
Yeah.
So. I don't think Stanley should ever be allowed to leave.
Yeah,
I know that's not the case, but I just don't think he should ever be allowed to leave.
Yeah, come I know on. What you're saying.
I saw his send off, and I just don't think he should ever be allowed.
He can't. Can't.
He
that's the thing about this game is.
Yeah.
If we're actually saying goodbye to people, mm-hmm. we don't get to decide.
Yeah.
When they get to go.
Well, I'll say this while
wisdom.
Yeah. Well, while Jonathan's still here, that from looking at the wiki and stuff, it's aside from just the flower, I wish this game would put like what they did on the wiki, put like maybe a plaque or something on their house, and if you click on the plaque, you get that story.
That would be
that
cool.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this wiki gives so much more.
Yeah. It's the issue that the fact that they have a physical version of the game that you can buy, which has the art book, and the art book has pretty much all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with all the added spirits, they ended up adding in like in-game lore and stuff to like further flesh them out because I don't think they're in the art book. The like the additional DLC characters, so they ended up going and putting in a lot more of their story or whatever in it because you can't just go and like make an addendum art book of like four things.
Buy this art book, or is it like exclusive somewhere?
I think it's just part of like if you buy the game, like the physical version of the game.
Oh, it's on itch.io. Yeah, digital version on itch.io.
Oh, and you can get a digital. Yeah.
Okay. Bucks.
How much?
Bucks $9.99 on itch.io.
Oh, okay.
Also, I just found it on Amazon. There's a Spirit Fair 2022 calendar. You cry every month.
Oh man! Why would you do this to me?
Oh, there's the art book. Okay.
Okay. Jonathan, go away so I can talk about saying goodbye to a couple of people.
Right. Goodbye. I'll come back, and all you'll be crying. Okay.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah!
Okay. Do you know, did you say goodbye to Atul? Anybody?
Well,
is Atul still on your boat? How about that?
I still have him on my boat, but I have actually seen he's going away.
Okay. So it's rather a shock. I'm all prepared. Yeah. When he starts talking about the dinner, I knew, the dinner's the last thing. This is it. You know, the big family dinner, which is always ever talked about. Right? So I knew this was it. So it's like, and we do the dinner, and I'm waiting to take him, and it's like, he's gone. It's like, oh, this is just like, no, this is not just like when there's a flower waiting for you, and it's like, that's it. And then I read in the story in the wiki that that's what he did in real life. He just disappeared.
Yeah.
So you never found him again.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a shock. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like one of Atul is also my favorite.
So far.
Although Stanley is a good, is a very close second. I was really annoyed with him at first, but he is, Stanley's very close second.
He's wise beyond his years.
but I, last year, in one of the other gaming groups that I'm a part of, not Game Chat, there's more than one. Yeah, game group out there. This girl was talking about Atul leaving your boat and not being able to be there. And she was talking about how last year so many people had to say goodbye remotely because of all the deaths from Corona. Everybody that had to say goodbye like to a serious loved one over a Zoom call. And like maybe they're about to get intubated and you don't know if they're going to be able to wake back up. Like how those people just like didn't have any closure, and how it would be really easy in a game that's this fuzzy and cozy to have everybody's ending wrapped up nice with a bow. And I thought it was so like, it makes Atul's story, I feel, more true. I think to say, even though this is a person you had an incredible relationship with, or like you were really close to when you were with them, maybe you still don't get the ending that you wanted. Maybe you still don't get to say goodbye like you wanted. Because we're not all fortunate enough to be able to say goodbye like we want. So especially with this coming out, at the time that it did, right around Corona, like that was a really neat inclusion there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's see. I mean, Alice was bad.
Alice was so hard.
Giovanni, I agree. Giovanni was like, meh, all right, go. You know, he was like, I understand the story they were writing for Giovanni, that he's like this, you know, war-torn, so he's living for the moment. But, you know, at some point, I was like in the back of my mind, you still got to grow up sometime. You know, you can't use that as a, I don't know, maybe that's a little harsh.
For Giovanni, like, I think he is another one of those characters where you're like, how come you're like this?
Yeah.
Why don't you be different? But I think that a lot of people know somebody like that, even oftentimes within your family, that you're just like, oh, it's you. And you just like, this is just how they are. And even, you know, if they age or have some maturing experiences, sometimes people just stay disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not fun either, but
right. Yeah, and then, you know, Astrid's not too much. Well, yeah, there's not much left for Astrid after that, so it's like you kind of see that coming.
Yeah. Although when I got to the Everdor to drop off Giovanni, Astrid's mood improved. Like the little icon popped up, and I was like, "Oh, really? Well, then."
Yeah, and then she says that later. She has mixed emotions, you know. It's like, Gustav was an interesting send off, but from I don't know if either of you have seen Gustav.
Not yet.
Off. Okay.
No.
Let's see who else. Haven't done Bruce and Mickey yet, but they're ready to go. And then I found it, I don't know if you've gotten that far with Bruce and Mickey. Towards the end, the hummingbird starts talking more about what happened to Bruce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm.
That's good. Get some more backstory.
Yeah.
Anything you want to tell us about the owl that you keep meeting?
Oh.
You don't have to. If you want.
Yeah, it's because I don't want to ruin it. It's... you kind of know who the owl is. It's, you know, it's like the personification of something, but what happens in the end is kind of interesting. So I'll leave it at that. Mm. You should play it. And I don't know if it's a trigger just based on how many people you take to the Everdoor, because I still have...
It's 8.
Oh, okay. On the 8th person, you get the 3rd.
Yeah. It's 1, 3/4, and then 8.
Okay. So, yeah. So it's strict. You know, I still have... Yeah, like, I still got Stanley on the boat. Elena. And Bruce and Mickey. So, yeah. So, and I'm, it's like, I finally got tomatoes, and it's like, I think maybe we'll be making pizza for somebody. It's like, there's nobody left. Who the hell am I making pizza for?
Oh.
Although, depending upon how the boat upgrades go, I wonder I'm sure there's the answer to this question. What's the max number of people you can have on the boat at the same time?
I mean, they kind of gate it, I feel like.
Yeah. Let me see. Boat. Boat upgrades. Here we go. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Stella's boat.
Are you good for me to tell Jonathan he can come back?
Yeah. Okay, let's see. That's 1, 2. Yeah, I think it is. It goes progressive, 1, 2, and 3. So, you need 1 for the first upgrade, which is the icebreaker, 2 for the rock destroyer, and 3 for the thing to get you through the fog. So you have had to ascend 6 people through the door before you can get to the mist area. Which is kind of, so the only person who's, so you had to have gotten 3 down. That's interesting. I'll have to do the math. add up all the characters and it's like, okay, you have to be 3 down before. And then, and then I think there's the only 2 behind the mist are, Evan and Buck. Yeah. So, yeah, because there's a special way you get Stanley. So, interesting. Yeah, interesting. That'll be... Mm-hmm. I'll have to do a little...
All right. For your... anything else that we want to talk about? Do we want to score? Or do you want to wait until we actually finish?
I think it would be better to wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to do final thoughts up to this point? I mean, if you want, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm enjoying it. I have enjoyed it. There are some things I would do differently, but overall, the interface and the way the game works is really well done. You know, even the boat design and moving things around is really well done. I'm doing it on a PS4 and I'm having a good time with it. Very maybe too involved item system, you know, and crafting. Where a lot of the stuff, you know, it's a lot of the items are one and done. You know, it's like you discover an item, craft something special with it, and then okay, you hardly ever use it again. So maybe that's one little drawback. And like we discussed before, the cooking with, you know, six different types of crustaceans, but they're all a crustacean.
Yeah.
And all that. So I'm tired of cleaning the damn hull.
Right.
I'd like to see if somebody has an image out there of a playthrough where they never clean the hull.
I wonder what it would look like, yeah. Let's see, I'll go because I think Jonathan is still getting stuff ready for our closing here. I love this game. It's cozy and gorgeous, and even though some of the farming sim aspects drive me crazy, because I don't usually play farming sims, it's usually about that time that the game will do something that's just like incredibly touching and thoughtful. And it makes me say, like, yes, I'm going to sail three places around the island or the map to get you your stuff. And then I'm going to, yeah, I would totally, you know, go get 450,000 glims to pay off this architect woodworker person that, you know, whatever. Absolutely. I'll do all this for you because it's a good game. Yeah, I have loved everything that I've done so far. And I'm excited. I'm not really excited because then it'll be done, but I'm looking forward to hopefully a meaningful conclusion. Jonathan, you ready to do final thoughts up to this point?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't talked a whole lot, but what I said pretty much shows just I love this game is just like a nice, like just the, like a hot beverage on a cold day. Oh, like hot cocoa wrapped in a blanket. Like that's what this game feels like to me. It's strange because like there's not many games that just me feel like it's just like it's very relaxing, powerful, so good, like hits you, it needs to hit you, you know, and like the art style is so, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of stuff that I love. I've done like farm sim kind of games before, you know. I had my you know iPad phase of Farmville clones, you know, and my Animal Crossing phase, and you know they're not my favorite, but it's like I got into them, and so it is a little tiring aspects, but just like being in the world, seeing these characters interact, talk, just everything else is just so delightful. And it's like it doesn't matter if it's busy work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talked about earlier how we didn't really need wool, you know, but we have all these sheep. I only have the one sheep and the one pen. I know not to get the other sheep. Not to feed the other sheep. It's the little thing that when you shear the sheep, his eye bug, bugs out and panics. I just love it. It's just, it's like fantasy of like a Disney cartoon or something, and and just like, you know, now that like we've all spent time on the wiki, it's like in the characters we don't have, we know what they're going to look like, but just like that first when you see like the little hooded eyes, and then you get up close and then you see that spirit,
the transforming
a silhouette, and you're like, what is this gonna be? Oh, you just like, it's just, it's delightful.
Yep.
Also being a very powerful thing, and it's just a, it's another one of those examples of like indie games, because like only an indie game could have come up with something like that, you know? Like, I play my fair AAA and AA games and everything, and like they could make a game like this, but I don't think they, I don't think any company would, you know? Like, this is a very heartfelt story someone wanted to tell. They were able to tell it. Group of people, you know? And it's just, it's so, it's just one of those games that's like you can point to, kind of like that Dragon Cancer, where it's just like games are more than just mindless entertainment now, you know? Games can do things other art forms have never been able to do, you know? And I just love it. And it's like, I know we're not giving scores, but it's like, and I know I haven't scratched the surface of the game, but I would give it a high score.
I think it was good so far.
Yep.
Agreed. Jonathan? Or not Jonathan. Kevin.
Okay.
Captain Jasmine.
Oh. The game was good. Or is good. What I played, I'm still working my way through it. Like Frank said, cutting down on some of the items would be for that. Harvesting things would be really helpful, because it ends up making a lot of the same foods,
yeah,
clutter and everything. I really enjoy some like, even like, you know, like not a non-main spirit interaction, like various town NPCs and stuff.
Yep.
It adds a lot of flavor to the world, even if it's just one guy constantly repeating, "I'm the Lizard King. I'm the Lizard King." just a really good, solid game. And I'm looking forward to whatever Thunder Lotus comes out with.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Jonathan, what are we doing next week?
Oh, right. Next week, we are starting I Must Play that I picked. That they did last year. We are playing Alan Wake.
Oh.
By Remedy Entertainment. The original was published in May of 2010. The remaster, though, released today.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to, thankfully, like, you can get the original if you want on places on Xbox, and still get backwards compatibility on Xbox and I think on Steam. But remaster is only $10 more than they're charging for a digital copy of the original. And the remaster is available on everything. PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, Steam.
Is the remaster on Steam?
I think
I know
so.
It's on Epic.
Is it on Switch?
Oh, it could be on Epic. It could be on Epic.
Yeah,
it's on Epic. Switch. Okay, so the original on Steam master is on Epic. So,
yeah.
Not perfect, and it's on Switch. But,
everything else, though.
The summary for the game is this award-winning cinematic action thriller. Troubled author Alan Wake embarks on a desperate search for his missing wife, Alice. Following her mysterious disappearance from the Pacific Northwest town of Bright Falls, discovers pages of a horror story he has supposedly written, but he has no memory of. Wake is soon forced to question his sanity as, page by page, the story comes true before his eyes. The hostile presence of supernatural darkness is taking over everyone it finds, putting them against him. He has no choice but to confront the forces of darkness, armed only with his flashlight, a handgun, and the remains of his shredded mind. His nightmarish journey to find answers to the mind-bending mystery he faces leads him into the terrifying depths of the night. Alan Wake Remastered has all the DLC, and it's in stunning 4K visuals.
And this is... What other games is this related to, Jonathan?
As it was revealed by Remedy itself that Alan Wake or Control, which we played last year, is directly tied into the Alan Wake universe, and fans of Game Chat will know, it is my personal belief that hit Sega FMV game Night Trap is also in this universe. So, I am expecting to find further evidence of my theory. It's a spooky game for October, which is the spooky month. The first stopping point is I decided to play the first two episodes. The game's broken up in episodes, and so first two episodes, next week's chat.
Yay. If you want more Game Chat, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcast under The Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date on what's going on by following us on Twitter at @the_game_chat, on Instagram at The Game Chat, and search for us on Facebook when it's up and running under Game Chat. Leave us a review or question or topic for our current game, and we might read it on the show. You can email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. And if you want to join us on the chat, you can email us at jointhechat@thegamechat.net. Or you can send us pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back next week and we are going to be chatting about Alan Wake. So we will see you then. Thanks for listening and we will chat at you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.